Arthur Smith didn't want to make any snap judgments, so clearly this is not the show for him, but we're going to talk about him plenty anyway. He's Jeremy Birmingham. I am Austin Ward. These are Snap Judgments on 97.1 The Fan, 10TV, both those YouTube channels and anywhere you get your podcasts and 10TV Plus. Spring practice number 3 is complete for Ohio State. Arthur Smith, Luke Montgomery, Carson Hensman, and Brandon Ennis spoke after that workout. We did not see anything, but we heard plenty, Berm.
We heard plenty, but we also still, I mean, as we record this right now, quarterbacks and centers are still out here working on some things.
Actual snap judgments.
Right, those are actual, we're judging snaps. An interesting day. I thought Arthur Smith showed his professionalism, wasted no time, started his press conference before anybody was in the room, which is a real savvy veteran move. But obviously, he's a guy that's pretty excited about what he has. And when you ask him about it, it's clear why. Like, he's a guy who comes from the NFL where he's been for a long time, has a roster in the NFL of 25 offensive players and trying to figure out parts. And then you come to a place like Ohio State and you have literally everything you could ask for, and every opportunity to be multiple and be different. Talking to him, talking to Brandon Ennis, talking to Montgomery and Hensman, you get the excitement factor coming from the offense, which, again, it's interesting just because all offseason and every time Ryan Day has replaced his offensive coordinator, it always comes back to the same talking point, which is, well, it's Ryan Day's offense.
Yeah.
And I'm getting the sense that more and more that they're going to allow Arthur Smith to tinker a little bit more than I anticipated. And I asked Brandon Ennis, I'm like, is this a guy who's just coming in and it's focused on the run game? He said, we are throwing the ball a lot. And I'm like, okay, cool. So it's a really interesting group, and you certainly could see the excitement from all of them.
Yeah.
Plus, they got their gold pants today.
Today was a Gold Pants Tuesday, a very emotional day for a lot of those players, even the former players that are back getting ready for Pro Day. I walked up just to say hello to Cade McDonald, and he said, hey, did you see my gold pants? It was the very first thing. So all those guys were excited about that. It was a cool day for those Buckeyes. But if we're thinking about this current roster and this spring camp and what you're talking about with Arthur Smith, I don't think you bring in someone who is a former NFL head coach who was an NFL offensive coordinator a year ago and was going to have those opportunities in front of him again in the future, if you're not going to trust him, not just to say the play over the headset,
right,
like, but to actually put some oomph into what the rebuilding process is going to be like. And Ohio State's offense was not broken. But there, if you're thinking back to the way that Urban Meyer would talk about it when Ryan Day was hired to now Ryan Day being heading into year 8, it's the enhancement. What needs to be freshened up? What could use a new coat of paint? What could use a new video board, like the one that's going up over there? What are different concepts that could either be brought back from the past or that are from Arthur Smith's past and build the Ohio State offense of the future? I think you have to have made that hire wanting him to put his stamp on this offense.
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. You don't go out and get somebody with that experience and that insight and then bring him into your program and say, now don't give us any of that. Like,
yeah,
that just doesn't make sense. So I think that what you're seeing, though, is a guy that is providing a fresh set of eyes. And I like the chance to talk to him now because, again, today was the first padded practice. It's not as though Ohio State has had a bunch of weeks of just knocking heads. There's a lot of guys coming back today off of spring break. Carson Hensman joked that, you know, some guys coming back from Miami are a little bit sluggish today, like, this is the way it works. But overall, you saw a group that A, looked healthy, didn't see anybody walking out of here gimpy, which is important as we take full advantage of the opportunity to scan the entire roster. It's a really interesting group. Brandon Ennis, I asked specifically about his role now as a leader versus in the last couple of years where he's been like inching along to become a leader. Now he's being thrust into it with 51 new guys. Said he really loves what Devin McEwen and Kyle Parker bring to the room. Said that he's had they've all become very close friends. They hang out after. There's no like rivalry. There is competitive juices, certainly. And it's three guys that are all pretty much the same player. Brandon Ennis was asked, like, what do you have to do? And he said, I have to get more explosive. I have to be better after the catch. And yeah. So I think that's one of those situations. We've talked a lot in the first week of practice about how Edrick Houston might be pushed along and have a little bit of a fire lit under him from James Smith and Quaver Saw and John Walker and those guys. So I think you're seeing a little bit of the same thing out of Brandon Ennis. He spoke extremely confidently today about his role, said his only offseason goal heading into spring was to become an Iron Buckeye, passed up the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer because he didn't want to not be an Iron Buckeye. He said he wanted to prove to everyone here that what type of leader he is, what type of worker he is. And that is what you have to do. If Kyle Parker and Devin McEwen are coming in, and getting a chance to see that. Like, they need to know what the standard is at Ohio State. And Brandon talked about how it was Emeka Ibuka and Marvin Harrison who showed him, and now it's their job. And I just think that that is the thing that we're seeing at Ohio State, especially in the wide receiver room over the last decade, that has just not been replicated anywhere else.
Yeah. I think Mech went on the cruise, though. So,
But he'd been an Iron Buckeye before.
Yes. So had Brandon Ennis. But there is a difference between that situation for Emeka a couple of years ago and Brandon Ennis right now. Because what you're talking about, I don't think that the half of the roster that is returning needed Brandon Ennis, a returning captain, to prove to them that he's got the work ethic, the desire, the competitiveness to get better and to eschew any extra vacations or days off. But it is relevant to a wide receiver room specifically that has to be rebuilt, not just with Kyle Parker and Devin McEwen, but a new incoming class of freshmen. They've not seen Brandon Ennis work that way. And if you're trying to maintain that standard at the top, it is Brandon Ennis and Jeremiah Smith in that room. And Jeremiah is always
two Iron Buckeyes.
Two Iron Buckeyes. And also, you know, Jeremiah is not necessarily going to be the most vocal player in that room. So it's almost like they're working in tandem to get that done. Weight room work, bar none. Practice field, you know, approach on day-to-day. I think that that's critical because the offense is still going to need that. For all we've talked about with Julian Sain taking that next step, if his wide receivers aren't going to help him in that process, I don't know that it's going to work.
It can't work. I mean, this is Ohio State. This is still an offense that's going to be predicated on spreading the ball around, getting the ball out quickly to guys like Brandon Ennis and like Kyle Parker. Devin McEwen, who's one guy, it's pulled someone off to the side and said, hey, give me someone that's really popped in day one. And Devin McEwen was the name that was brought up to me. He's a guy that you're going to be pushed. And that's what Brandon Ennis, I think, needs. And I think it's what he wants. And the ability to do that without getting standoffish or like protective of your role or whatever, I think is why Brandon Ennis was a captain last year, even though he was not going to be counted on as a go-to guy. He said he will be doing some workouts on Wednesday at the pro day as well, just to give Carnell Tate and Max Clair and those guys a little bit of a breather. So I'm excited to see like what that looks like for him, because we haven't had a chance to actually see is Brandon, who does look a little leaner. I'm not, he looks like he's finally lost the baby fat that he was carrying the last couple of years. Same with Hedrick Houston, who we saw again. Up close and got to talk to, but
305 pounds, 20% body fat, running 21 miles an hour. That's Hedrick Houston, a predator, I would say.
As long as he is focused on the field, you're going to see a guy that is going to make a difference. And that's ultimately why I think this offseason is so fun for Ohio State. We have so many new players, but it's not just new guys. It's not just 51 new guys. It's all of the guys like Brandon Ennis and Hedrick Houston who are coming into an opportunity. Brandon said, this is my last year. I want to be a first-round pick. If Marv showed me what it takes to be a first-round pick, Emeka showed me. Now I have to show the other guys, but now you have to prove it on the field. And I think that's what makes this such a fun spring. And again, I've said it on this show, I've said it on others, but I can't think of a more exciting spring football opportunity for Ohio State since Urban Meyer was hired than this one. And today's another example.
Well, and you think about losing the baby fat and maturing, you know, we noticed that a year ago with Luke Montgomery, and that's like tenfold right now. And maybe it's the beard, it's very full.
It looks fake. I told him it looks like a Hollywood prop. It's so properly manicured. And like, I want my offensive linemen to be slobs. Luke just, he said, I'm not a slob. I think I could be a big model.
Well, because he always took great care and went to great lengths to make sure that he was always clean shaven. He said that was how he got his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And now he feels confident enough to just let it go. But I just didn't think that he could grow it. The baby face was always going to continue. He was a Brandon Beam type.
His dad has a good beard, always has. So, I mean, it's not surprised. But again, it was really, really a good beard.
But also, you know, between the combination of him and Carson Hensman, the personality, I thought it was improv night with Carson Hensman. It was just nothing but rapid fire jokes. You can tell, and that was balanced out by admitting that they're both pissed off, that they know that the last two games were not good enough, and that the offensive line has been scrutinized and challenged both inside and outside the Woody. It's the ability of those two guys to, I think, flip the switch on and off that's critical. I don't think it would be healthy for them to have spent 8 straight months stewing about Indiana and Miami. When they're in workouts, fine. When they're in practice, great. But I think some of the most successful Ohio State teams that I've covered have had a nice ability to blend fun off the field with serious business on it. And those guys have been in this program so long, I think they have a great understanding of what that requires.
They certainly do, and that's what happens when you've been in a starting role for going on 3 years like both of them have. They understand that there is a lightness that is required in this sport. Like, this is a heavy game. Like, your career can be over in a second. You can see teammates get seriously injured. Like, you can be a loser when you lose the last two games of the year and you have a fan base that's the largest in the country breathing down your neck. Like, you have to find a way to balance that out. And Carson, in his recruitment, Carson was like, you could see that there were glimpses of that kind of personality coming out, but he certainly looks and acts like a guy who wants to be the Billy Price, the Pat Elflein, the guy in the middle of it all who says, hey, I'm the guy that you're going to talk to. Let's get it out. And I thought that was cool. And that's why, you know, he was an Iron Buckeye last year. He went on the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer this year and gave that up.
I would bet so much money that he will be a summer Iron Buckeye.
I would be willing to take no wager on that because I
shoot.
Think that this is not a Buckeye women's basketball second round game. I am not willing to bet on that.
Okay.
But yeah, this today was a good day. And again, we're not going to see any practice in here until October or April 4th. So everything we're going to talk about on Snap Judgments and on the podcast in the morning when we do the beat, when we do every other episode, is like, what do we hear? What do we see? And I know people love the vibe checks, but vibe check on day one was pretty darn good for a team that is excited to be putting the pads back on. You can just see they liked having pads on.
Yeah, and we'll be back in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center on Wednesday for Pro Day. I always enjoy that, not just to see the guys trying to fulfill their dreams to get to the NFL level, but the current Buckeyes that are floating around who might also provide some a little bit of insight on what their offseason has been like.
We got Cade Stover over here. We got JT Tuimoloa out here. There's a lot of guys just here to work out. Very excited to see who we have on the beat or on the, you know, I talked to Cade Stover. He said he'd love to chat with some folks. It's been a while since we've had a chance to catch up with him. So excited to hopefully
some folks or just us?
Well, maybe some folks. I just excited to have an opportunity to have different conversations about guys who haven't been around the program really in the last 2 years.
Okay, here we go. So since we're all the way back, it's Snap Judgments. It's after a practice. You saw that the quarterbacks and centers were the last ones off the field. Defensively, it was Kenyatta Jackson, James Smith.
And Quay Rousseau.
File that away. Defensive linemen getting in that work. They spent about 45
minutes. Is it crazy? Am I crazy?
Are you crazy?
I think Quay Rousseau looked like he lost weight from 2 weeks ago. He looked leaner.
I'm pretty interested to hear from Matt Patricia on Thursday about that with Quay Rousseau because he's got an interesting body type.
Yeah.
It wasn't really what I envisioned.
I don't mean
that in a good or bad way.
I sort of initially had put him in this, like, he's the replacement for Caden Curry, but he's a lot longer than Caden Curry, and he's a touch more twitched up. And so I'm trying to figure out, like, that is question number one. I mean, if we'll dive into Thursday's episode of The Beat on Thursday, but, like, that's what I'm curious about with Matt Patricia. Like, you have all these new pieces that can be pass rushers. Where do they go? How do they fit? That's something I'm really
looking
for.
You're also skipping right past a Wednesday stock watch, which will double as a little bit of a preview for Ohio State's Pro Day. We'll have full coverage of that on the Austin and Berm show. Stick around for all that. Maybe we'll have some Snap Judgments afterwards. Maybe we'll have special guests. Who knows? The only way to find out is to stay tuned. He's Berm. I'm Austin. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you later.